This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Susan Martin, SUSANMARTIN, date of birth 08-17-1963, date of appointment July 31st, 2023, requesting physician Karuna Narala, KARUNANARALA. Dear Dr. Narala, I have the pleasure of seeing Susan Martin today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 59-year-old, left-handed Caucasian woman whose feet have a pain. Toes are numb, feels walking on a washcloth seen by the podiatrist and vascular surgeon. She has difficulty in walking, losing balance. She was a cook and stopped working. Socks hurt. Toes are starting to curl up. EMG of the lower extremities done in Nathan Luther Hospital shows neuropathy. X-ray done. Not taking medication. No problem in the hand. If sits for long time, she's starting having pain on the back of the thigh. She does not have any back problem. Past medical history. Allergic rhinitis, anemia, asthma. Foot pain. Irritable bowel syndrome, immune deficiency disorder, knee pain. Martin neuroma, paresthesia of the feet, positive ANA, uterine fibroid, neuropathy, hypertension, obesity, insomnia. Past surgical history, C-section, knee replacement, plastic surgery, shoulder surgery. Allergy to diazepam, menthol, bee venom. Medications. Medication none. Social history. Does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired. She is married, live with the husband, have two children, family history, mother deceased. Father deceased with cancer. One sister. alive and healthy. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having joint pain, joint stiffness. Physical examination, blood pressure 150 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, next supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender flexor 2 over 4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pain prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 59-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman, whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral neuropathy. Number 2, gait ataxia. Number 3, pain in the joint. Next paragraph. She already had EMG of the lower extremities. I would like to order the blood test including B12, folate, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, VDRL, serum protein electrophoresis. I offered to repeat the EMG of the lower extremity and do the EMG of the upper extremity, but patient refused it. I advised her to start taking vitamin B complex. And advised to use walker or cane. I'll try to get report of the EMG. After all this test will be done, I would like to see her back in my office in about 1 month. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.